Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again or wherever that you're at, just reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. Our subject tonight is not what a day may bring forth. So we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring forth, but we do know who holds the future. So just praise God for that. So if you want to be a part of this service tonight, why, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in, be a part of the service with us, and we'll just all worship the Lord together in spirit and truth, and just enjoy having the praises of God go forth into the homes and wherever that you may be. So you call in on 310-742-1759. So everybody's welcome to call in. So 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother and sister, you're with us. Frieda Leedsville in Thompson, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, sister. You want to just go ahead and obey the Lord?
Okay. Can I do some prayer requests first?
Yeah.
Okay. I talked to one of my aunts today, and she's got pneumonia. I talked to another friend today, and her daughter was giving her problems, so let's keep. Her name is Rachel, and I praise the Lord for having a good day today and didn't have to go to work so I can get on Blog Talk.
Amen.
Yep.
Praise
okay.
the Lord.
I'm going to start with Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And I got quite a few, but I ain't gonna do all of them if the Lord don't lead me to it. So
just be obedient, Lord, sister. Just follow
I'm
the Lord.
Gonna try my best to.
Amen.
And I sure don't want to be disobedient to him. where you at, man? I'm marching.
Praise the Lord.
Well, man, where you at? Well, it might be in the New Testament. I'm getting there. Oh, man. Come on, Lord. Oh, there's one. Okay. And I'm going to read 11. Well, let me find where I'm supposed to read. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten, of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the next one is John 2:18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Why, son, showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? That he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remember that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, Many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify a man, for he knew what was in man.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Then I'm going to, I'm sorry I got so many scriptures.
Okay, just obey the Lord, sister.
Okay, and I'm going to go to John 9, and I'm going to start with verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then I'm going to go to John 9:19. And they asked him, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then doth he know see? He now see. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age. Ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already. You did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the word began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man was not of God, he could do nothing.
Let's see.
I think this is going to be my final one. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringing forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Done unto you. Here is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you could keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commands and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you my friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
Back to you, Brother Earwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, sister. That's great. Word of God. So Anybody out there want to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line with us. You're just to obey the Lord and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. So 770, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother. You're with us, Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Okay, we appreciate you calling in there, brother. So I see we got another 770 called in there, so let me get them turned on here. Praise the Lord. You got them, Tim? Praise the Lord. 770.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. I was just wondering there if I was getting you in there. We're going to see. What is your name there?
Robin Gresham.
Oh, okay. I couldn't think there. It's just Robin. Okay. We'll let Tim sing a song, then we'll come back and get you all on there to obey the Lord. We'll get Brother John, since he called in first, after Tim sings a song here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I've got to get up, get out, get about coffee. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined, come what may. I've got to tell someone who has it hurt. Got to do my part, just spread it to work. Got to get up, get out, get about coffee today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with His Spirit and keep on blessing me. Oh, look at what the Lord has done. He turned my life around. This much joy inside of me, how can I just sit down? I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined, come what may. I've got to tell someone who hasn't heard. Got to do my part, just have to work. Got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Has anybody in this place been what's by the blood? Oh, if He's done the work in you, don't sit there on the shelf. You got to tell somebody, you can't keep to yourself. I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt, I'm sold out. Determined, come what may. I'm going to tell someone who hasn't heard. Got to do my part, just plan to work. Got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. You got to put to your face, with your hand to the plow. You got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt, I'm sold out. Determined, come what may. I've got to tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part, just stay at the work. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. I gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. I've gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. Oh,
praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. So, Brother John, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right. Yep. I'll tell you what. It's Sister Robin, if you want to go ahead and go, she can go if you want to let her, brother.
Okay. That'd be fine.
Okay. I know I'm going to take some scriptures from her, so I'll let her take some scriptures from me.
Okay.
Okay, Brother John.
It is
so true.
Oh, go ahead, Robin.
Okay, this took me a couple of days studying on this. And I said, Lord, have mercy. I couldn't get all the scriptures in here. But because he sent me on a journey with that. But isn't that the Lord? But anyway, what the Lord had given me on that Proverbs 27, it starts off with Proverbs 29:4. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Now, if you go over there to the book of Genesis, the first book of Genesis, chapter 1, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Then in chapter 2 it says, on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made. He rested on the seventh day from all of his work, which he had made. I'm going to keep going with this. Thank you, Lord. Then in Matthew 6:34 it said, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And then over there in Luke, it's talking about two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all I could possess. You know, the Lord was showing me right there, it's not for us. He created the day, he created the night, and he created 7 days a week. So
Amen.
That gave me my tomorrow. And then over there in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 17, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I got one more. Second Corinthians 10, verse 17. Or did I just read that?
No, you didn't read that yet. I don't think you did.
Okay, well, that's not where I wanted to go, but that's okay. But anyway, the Lord reminded me that he is the creator of all things. He created the day. He created the day, and he created the night. And it's not for us to be boasting about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Because, you know, the Lord is the one we have to talk to about everything that we do on this earth. He created us. We were created by him. We were created for him. And you know, who are we to be boasting of anything of the Lord? You know, we can boast about the Lord, but we're not supposed to be boasting about ourselves.
No, we're not.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, when you get out here and you do something good for somebody, you're not supposed to be telling everybody about it. The Lord would reward you in secret. And, you know, I hear people all the time, well, I prayed, and I got this, and I prayed, and they were healed. That is not for us to say. You can pray for people, but it's the Lord that does the healing. And that's
Amen.
What the Lord dealt with me about today.
That scripture you was trying to find was 2 Corinthians 11:17-18.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Praise
I just want to praise the Lord, not for his word.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's his word that strengthens us. Everything is about him. It's not about us. And we need to realize that when we talk to people and give the
Amen.
Lord the credit for everything that goes on.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Wood.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
Appreciate
you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Coming in there, sister, and obeying God. I tell you, you're right. There are a lot of people out there today that it's, whenever God does something, it's look what I've done, look what I've done. But, you know, it's not what I've
done. I know.
It's what he's done, you know, praise God. If people just realize that, you know, I even hate to talk about the things that that I've seen God do because the devil tries to make me think that I've done it. I've not done a thing, and I've been told
Amen.
That I've done it. But I don't take no credit from God whatsoever. God gets all the credit. I may be the one that lay hands on somebody and pray for them and they get their miracle. I just glorify God because I can do nothing. I can't even heal
Amen.
Heal a toothache, a headache, but I know the one that can. I just praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate the word that God has brought forth so far. You know, it is talking about, he's talking about boasting. You know, the Bible does say in Psalms 44, verse 8, it says, "In God we boast all that day long and praise thy name forever, Selah." You know, we have to understand, amen, it's like we were speaking in the congregation Sunday, you know, the Bible speaks of, out of Jeremiah 17:9, says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It comes to a place where we can't know our own heart. We can't know the own place. You know, a man told me the other day that he knew my heart, but, you know, the Scripture says that the only way that we can know the thing that the Bible says in Hebrews 4:10, I believe it is, says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword and is discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. When Samuel went to call and anoint, amen, David, amen, the king, amen, he didn't know that he was going to anoint David. He didn't know that at the time that he was sent to anoint and choose a new king, amen. And Samuel within himself began to look upon the size of the elder sons of Jesse. And surely he said, this is the Lord's anointed. But amen, as the Scriptures teach us in the book of Samuel, that the Lord looks upon the heart of man, amen, and not on the appearance.
Yes.
Going back, hallelujah, Proverbs chapter 27, there's a saying here. It said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Now, that's two words, amen, because the word tomorrow, singular, is not in the Scriptures, but it's talking about singular. It's tomorrow. In other words, it's normally after, if you look in Genesis, you look in Exodus, amen, and some of the other Scriptures there, the meaning to that, amen, is the day after the present day. In other words, it's something that I know that Sister Robin brought out there in Matthew chapter 6 when they begin, amen, to come, and the Gentiles were coming, and he instructed them, amen, he instructed the disciples, amen, because what had happened is the Gentiles, the other nations besides the Jews, they would come and begin, the first thing they would seek for was either food or raiment, their clothes, amen. And he said, be not as them, amen. But he told us, amen, as she's already brought out, said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
The seeking of the rule of God in our lives, we need to know, amen, it's not something that we look for. The Bible says the kingdom of God doesn't come without observation, for the kingdom of God is within you. It tells us in the book of Romans, amen, for the kingdom of God is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. It's not in drink tonight. Amen. So this kingdom, this rule, is come from the inside. We're born in this kingdom.
Praise the Lord.
As in John chapter 3, amen, this is not a kingdom that we can see unless we're born into it. You know, we had some people, amen, even my next to my oldest son has dual citizenship. So he was born overseas, amen, in Turkey. And, amen, we talk about we have one or two people in our congregation that was born overseas, even though they're American citizens. And I said, but I didn't really complete that because tonight the believers have dual citizenship. Whatever country you were born in, amen, hallelujah, that you are a citizen. But tonight, if you are born again tonight, you've got a heavenly citizenship, amen. Hallelujah, you have dual citizenship, amen. And the Apostle Paul had dual citizenship. He was a Roman citizen born in the province of Cilicia and a Jew, amen. Amen. He had citizenship being a Jew, amen, a natural Jew, amen, a Pharisee. And so tonight, amen, as the writer of Proverbs, of Proverbs chapter 27, there was something that was going on in that time, is going on even present day. He said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, because what he was talking about, that they had begun to boast, they had begun to declare, they had begun to even speak out that they could see, amen, the future clearly,
as like a lightning shine. They begin to declare that they could see, amen, into the futures, amen. They could see what was going to happen financially. They could see what was going to happen in the realm. They could see how all things, amen, and they begin to boast that they could see. We have even present day where people will put out signs and say, come in, and I will read your palm, or I will read some cards, or see it, and I will predict your future, amen? That's what it's talking about. They said, I will declare your tomorrow, amen? I will declare your future. But, amen, as Brother Hubert already brought out, oh, hallelujah. And even the song, he says, I don't, you know, that the scriptures teach us, amen, that no man, hallelujah, knows what a day may bring forth, amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Is it a day of wrath? Is it a day of peace? Is it a day of joy? Is it a day of rejoicing? The scripture teaches that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Rejoice and be glad in it. And so there's a thing here. But they were talking about, they begin to declare the things of tomorrow. They begin to declare that they had a gift, that they could tell, amen, what was going to happen. Amen. And they come, and people begin to come to them, and they begin to declare in the pen of saints. But we find, amen, in Proverbs 25:14, it says, whosoever boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. You have to understand something, amen. You cannot get fruit. You know, I heard Sister Frieda speaking out of John chapter 15, talking about abiding in a true vine, that we are the branches, amen, without him. In other words, we couldn't bear fruit. But you have to understand, God sends the rain. The Bible says in Isaiah 58, amen, he says, our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. As far as the heaven is above the earth. The Bible says that he sends the snow and the rain, amen, unto the earth. And it causes the blossom and bud. Amen. He said his word will not return unto him void, but it will prosper in that which he has sent. You have to understand is the rain, amen. Now we talk about the early rain and the latter rain, amen. And these rain for the crops that will bring forth the fruit, amen. Today you have to understand, amen, rain is a blessing. But a lot of people, amen, rain has become a cursing. Rain has caused them out of the sun. So you have to understand, the only way that fruit, the only way our food, the only way that vegetables, the only way that it has to rain upon them. It has to bring them forth. That the bud and blossom, the only way the flowers can come. It has to rain upon them. Amen. And the only thing that's the true fruit, amen, has to rain upon them the glory of God tonight. And so, amen, as they were coming, many would boast, amen, had a false gift. And when they would come forth, they would speak utterances. They would speak a false prophecy. They would speak and they would boast and declare, amen, hallelujah. We need to know tonight, the Bible says in the book of Timothy, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'm going to give you some reasons why we need to do that. Hallelujah, because they come. And just like I told you out of Proverbs, amen, if it's just a cloud and it's just a wind and no rain, there's a lot of people, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, have a lot of clouds. They certainly got a lot of wind, hallelujah, but there's no rain. There's no fruit being brought forth, amen, amen. They have professed a false gift. They have boasted. They begin to boast of what they know, the clearness of the morrow. But the Bible teaches us the truth is the truth tonight. No man knows what a day may bring forth. The Bible says, I believe it's in James chapter 3. James chapter 3, hallelujah, and the scriptures teach us. Amen. But before we go to James chapter 3, let's go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. How many times, amen, down through the eons of time, how many times even here in recent history, men and women have declared that they declared the end of time, that they declared the day that the Lord would return, that they said that we had the things, amen. We've had many men and women over and over again declare a certain date, a certain hour, or a certain time amen, we had the amen where they come and made a movie when they talked about the Mayan civilization where they had made a calendar and the calendar had quit. And so, amen, it was put out, amen, that this was the return of the Lord. But you need to know, amen, that's a false gift. We don't know what a day may bring forth. The Bible says, amen, in Matthew 24, verse 35, talking to Lord Jesus Christ speaking, he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour, hallelujah, knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Amen. Now, how many people, amen, amen, have destroyed themselves? How many people have followed people who have said that the Lord will return on this day? How many people, amen, not knowing, amen, falling under that false gift where there was just a lot of wind and a lot of clouds, but no fruit? Amen. The Bible says you'll know a false prophet by their fruits. Amen. If there's no, prophecy, true prophecy of the Word of God, I'm telling you, the only way you can do is come into the Word of God. Amen. And come into that realm of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells that he's talking about the time of the end. We've had old people over and over again. Amen. And let me say this. Hallelujah. The Bible says that. I'm going to go a few more scriptures there in Matthew chapter 24, but I want to say this over in James chapter 3. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 3, he says, behold, we put, in verse 3, said, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. So in other words, there's a control. Amen. As the horse, amen, has its own will until we put the bits in the horse's mouth and we turn them so that they can obey us. Verse 4 says, behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm wheresoever the governor listeth. As the governor turns, amen, it will turn to the right or to the left, amen. Hallelujah. And so as it turns, amen, even though there's great winds, amen, that will move this ship, amen, it's a great ship. It's just a little governor. It's just a small helm. It says, even so the tongue is a little member, amen, and boasteth great things. Remember what it said over in Proverbs? Amen. Amen. Boast not in thyself. Amen. And they boasted great things. Amen. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. So we've had over there in Carlsbad, California, in different areas. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is speaking. Amen. And I just give you a scripture. Amen. Amen. Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Amen. I heard this week, amen, they would give a report on the news, amen, how that the polar ice caps are melting, and amen, they're concerned, amen, hallelujah, how that, especially the coastal cities, are going to begin to flood as this global warming, amen, is coming in. And amen. But you see, you have to understand something. I just read you a scripture. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Hallelujah, amen, and no man knows the hour when it's passing away. You have to understand, death comes even as death came to man. When he touched the tree of knowledge of good and evil, amen, there in the Garden of Eden, death come. But because it didn't come right away, because it was over time, amen, a lot of people think, hallelujah, and they bypass it, and they look over it, amen. But here's what happened, amen. Here's what's happening. As this tongue began to speak, as the tongue began to boast, amen, somewhere, somehow, amen, here in the earth, Jesus prophesied that the earth would perish. Amen. It's not the earth opening up every day, houses, cars, people being swallowed up, mudslides, earthquakes, amen, hallelujah, tsunamis, amen, whirlwinds, tornadoes, all these things are coming. God said that the heaven and earth would pass away. Hallelujah. It's dying. Amen. This is not something, amen. We're so amazed, amen. We're so amazed with the global warming, amen. And I'm not saying not to have conferences, amen, but you're not going to stop the global warming. I'm going to give you some scriptures about this tonight, but heaven and earth passes away. Amen. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth is passing away. But here's what's happened. amen, out there in California, amen, it's drought, it's fires, amen. Someone accidentally or whatever, amen, I don't know this last time, but fires were started. Someone started that fire. Something started that fire. I give you a scripture in here, amen. And men and women begin to boast of the knowing of the morrow, knowing, amen, even though the scripture teaches us that no man knows what a day may bring forth. No man knows the hour or the time, amen. And Christ begins to speak and tells us of the perishing of the earth, of the heavens, amen, more and more, amen. I think it's tomorrow night and Wednesday night, amen, a meteor shower you can see. For the first time in several hundred years, amen. It's once in a lifetime. What is that doing? It's the stars, it's the meteors, it's the galaxy. All these things are dying out, amen, just like the word of the Lord, just like he was the one that knows what a day may bring forth, amen. We trust in that. We begin to boast in that. No, oh, it's going to be here. But, amen, I remember a business, amen, I worked for here in town. Amen, back about 20-some years ago, we were working 7 days a week. Amen, and amen, I had come, and because of my schedule of being in the church and working two full-time jobs, and then some members of my family got sick. I had to give up the one job to help take care of them. And when I gave up that job, when I went out that day, the business that was here in the area where we live, I said, don't put your trust in this business, because I said, within, this is God's word, not my word. This was what God's prophecy. But I said, when I went out there that day, I said, enjoy these 7 days a week, because within 5 to 7 days, this business will be completely shut down and gone. And within 5 to 7 years, almost exactly to the day that I left, amen, amen, that business was shut down, going from 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until it's not even here in town anymore. So this is the thing. This God knows what a day may bring forth. Man doesn't know what a day. But hallelujah, when we boast, amen, when we say that we can clearly see the morrow, clearly see the future, you cannot clearly see the future. Amen. God is the only one that can see the future. Amen. God's the only one that can see what a day may bring forth. And the Bible says, here's what's happened. All these people that follow these people, because they didn't study to show themselves approved, all these people that followed the word, where these men and women were boasting in themselves, what they did is just like the scripture said. They set a fire in their lives, and it was a fire of destruction. People, amen, went out and committed suicide and all these things after that, because the Lord didn't come at the time, amen, that these men and women who had led them away. The Bible says, if this gospel is hid, it's hid to them that are lost, for they are blinded by the God of this world. You have to understand tonight that if you're following a blind leader tonight, you're also going to fall in the ditch. The Bible says, the blind lead is a blind, they both shall fall in the ditch. But there's a God tonight, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, who will not lead you to the ditch. He will not lead you a byway. In fact, the Bible says, he teaches us, amen, in Matthew chapter 6, amen, in Luke chapter 11, amen, he says, and lead us not, amen, amen, at the end of his prayer, into temptation, and deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So what has happened is this tongue boasting, amen, begins to set fire, just like the fires out there in California, and people lost their homes, and people lost their lives, and people lost their livelihood. Why? Because someone boasted in their own self that they knew about the morrow, and they begin to set fires, destructive fires, not refining fires, not fires that would build up, hallelujah, but fires, amen, that would destroy lives. This boasting of saying, I know what tomorrow, oh, you don't know what tomorrow holds. The Bible says, going back to Matthew 24, amen, and we're going to go back to James chapter 4 also, but going back to Matthew 24, in verse 42, he said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. You have to understand, whether you're a believer or not, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. He's going to come at an hour that you think not. The Bible says, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Because church tonight, if we don't watch for the Lord, if we don't watch for his return, if you don't watch, amen, those of you that are goodmen of your house, you're over your house, you're watching the house. But you need to know tonight, amen, if you haven't been watching for the Lord, you need to be watching for his return. Hallelujah, you need to be watching, because I don't know that time or the hour. No man knows the day or the hour. This is preserved, amen, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Amen. They even asked the Lord, amen, will you restore the kingdom unto Israel at this time? He asked him, amen. He said, it's not for you to know the times of the season that's reserved unto the Father. There is one thing appointed unto the Father, and it's the Son's return, and no man knows the hour nor the time. No man can state it. So don't follow them that are saying, they know the time, they know the hour. This is a life of the pits of hell. Amen. And the Bible says, therefore be ye also ready. Not only do you alert, but be watching ready. For as in such an hour as you think not. This is exactly when he's going to come. The Son of Man cometh. At an hour that you are not thinking he's going to come, that's the hour he's going to come. In the least likely hour. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his house? Hold to give him meat in due season, the Lord Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say in John chapter 4? He said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. When the disciples went to get food and they come back, amen, the Lord had already been fed. How was he fed? Because he sat that day on the afternoon with the woman at the well, and she brought revival as she come, and she went into, amen, back into the town and said, come see a man that's told me everything I had done. Amen. She said, I perceive you're a prophet. She said, I know Messiah who comes. And he said, I am he that speaketh to you is he. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if you would have asked me, amen, for a drink, I would give you a drink that you'd never thirst again. I'm talking about church. Why go any place else? Amen. He will give you a ring. Why go to a place? You know, you some of the amen, they used to go, amen, to seers and fortune tellers, amen, and palm readers, and all these things, and tarot cards, amen. I'm telling you, it's a cultic practice from the witchcraft and sorcery and necromancy. It's from the pits of hell, amen. You need to quit looking at the stars and look at the morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ. You didn't even have a horse. And get into the telescope of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to put it to the mark of the prize of the high calling. You need to come there and you need to quit following. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, on one day when this child was born in Bethlehem, the Magi, the wise man, saw his star. Hallelujah. Amen. And his star is still rising and shining bright. Amen. Amen. And he's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me give you some more scriptures. Amen. The Bible says, amen. Let's turn over to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, amen, and verse 12. He said, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who on the devil judges another? Oh, hallelujah. All across America, judges are overturning things that are banned. Amen. I'm not even going to get into that because it's not even be worth the mention. Another state, amen, overturned. Another judge overturned the ban that the state had. Hallelujah. You have to understand, amen. Hallelujah. Because we wouldn't listen to the original law game. We already give the law. Now we had, man had to make laws. And then now that law that the man made agreed with the word of God. Now they turned it, overturned it, and now it's no longer a law. We've got judges that are sitting up, amen. He says, go tomorrow, go to now, in verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow,
amen,
we will go to. There are people that say, tomorrow we're going to do this. Today we're going to do this. There are people that just blatantly say and really believe that they're just going to go and they'll do it. That's what they're doing. People are being brazen. People are being daring. People are being presumptuous. The Bible says,
amen.
Hallelujah. And we'll continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. They're coming there. This is man's plans. This is man's boasting. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. You don't know what the next day is going to bring. You know, we're speaking on a broadcast tonight, and some of you, this is I don't know what time it is, but it's a Tuesday night. Amen. We're on Eastern Standard Time, but some of you are listening to this, and guess what? It's already tomorrow. It's already Wednesday for you.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, your tomorrow has already become your today. My tomorrow and the ones that are on here has already become your today. I don't know what a date may bring forth. I don't know what. I do know that when God comes in there, just like he did in the book of Kings, amen, when they were besieged, amen, hallelujah, by the army, amen, and they had gotten to a place where there was very little food, amen, and it just they'd come, amen, hallelujah, and as they come, amen, hallelujah, and they even begin to cannibalize their own children. They had gotten so hungry, so destitute, so downhearted, so hungry, they started eating one another. Amen. And
amen.
God gave a word to the prophet. And he said, tomorrow, about this time. Oh, hallelujah. Only God knows what a day may bring forth. He's made it. Amen. This wasn't the word of this man or prophet. He was a true prophet. He was speaking the truth as God gave him. He said, tomorrow about this time. He said, it will sell for this and this. And here, a doubter. Here was a man that did not believe this would happen. Here was a man that didn't believe the word of God. Here was a man that didn't believe the prophetic word as spoken from Genesis to Revelation. He said, this might be if the Lord opens the windows of heaven. Guess what?
Amen.
That's exactly what he did. He opened the windows of heaven. He said, tomorrow about this time. Oh, hallelujah. Church, there's only one that knows the tomorrows to today, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason he knows tomorrow, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord knows. Because he is in you tomorrow. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the author and finisher of your faith. And the Bible says,
amen.
Hallelujah. It is even, he said, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. You know what that means in the original Greek? Smoke. You just smoke. Somebody just blowing smoke. Some of you are just a smoke screen. What is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We are all a vapor. We're all a smoke that comes from a fire. Is that fire within you? Yesterday in Atlanta, amen, they were doing a maintenance on one of the plants up there. They shut it down for cleaning when they started it back up. A circuit breaker did not turn off when it was overloaded. And when that circuit breaker didn't work, it caused a fire, which caused a smoke, a great smoke over the Atlanta area. Hallelujah. And you know what caused a big smoke? When someone's tongue overloads itself and then shoots itself off. And it just blows a whole lot of smoke. You know what I'm saying? That circuit breaker, amen. There's times, church, when we need to just, when our tongue gets overloaded, we need to be like a circuit breaker that's working right. We need to shut it off. We need to turn it off so it doesn't get overloaded, so it doesn't cause a fire of destruction. It doesn't cause a lot of smoke. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that appear for a little time and then vanish away. The Scriptures teach us in 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter, I think it's 2 Peter, yeah. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, I believe it is. Let me turn over there to it. 2 Peter 2:9-10. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. They had come, and they had made laws, the lawgivers. He said, he come to save and destroy. Amen? That's what I just read you in James chapter 4.
Amen.
The Bible says, let's go ahead and finish that over in James chapter 4. For what we ought to say, verse 15, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that.
Amen.
What about the will of the Lord? You know, men was born not by blood, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. The Bible says, amen, as he teaches us to pray. Amen. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But he said, but now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. You know what? All such rejoicing in your own boasting, when you're boasting yourself, say, well, I can see clearly now, and I can see that, and I can see tomorrow, and I know this, and I know that. All those boasting is evil. You know nothing.
Amen.
You know, when a man thinks he's spiritual, take heed lest you fall. Therefore, to him that loveth to do good and doeth it not, to him in sin. Let me give you a few scriptures here. 2 Peter 2, 9 and 10. So the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. That's the godly.
All right.
And to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. In other words, God knows how to deliver the righteous, and he knows how to reserve the unjust. Oh, hallelujah. He's a lawgiver who does what? Knows how to save and destroy. But chiefly, then they walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, they despise ruling. I don't have this man rule over me. You know what we want to do? We want to leave the house of God. We want to leave, amen, the Father's house. We want to abide and we want to leave and we want to get out from underneath the Father. The Bible says presumptuous are they. That means daring. Self-willed. Remember how it said, if we ought to say, thy will, if it be the Lord's will. But these people are presumptuous. They're daring. They're self-willed. You're not going to make me do this. They've got their own will. They're going their own way. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. These people are going their own way. Amen? And the Bible says, let me give you a few more scriptures here. Hallelujah. Let's see. 2 Peter chapter 3. Amen. Like I said, this week I heard about global warming and destruction of the earth. I already read that to you. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. That is not, you could have V8. You know, you ever seen that commercial? You could have V8. Jesus said, listen to me, people, God's word, heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth, the heavens passing away, the earth is passing away, but my word shall never pass away. The only thing that's going to stand, the heaven that you see tonight, one day is going to completely be gone. The earth that you're on right now, one day is going to be completely gone. Okay?
Yes.
The Bible speaks of, amen, it talks about, we got some of our states up here in the north that have ice in the spring. All the temperatures, all the things are just turning upside down. Everything just out of order. That's the reason, and here's the very reason why, because men and women, amen, are not heeding to the word of God. They're boasting in themselves that they know what the morrow holds, and that's not true. That is unscriptural. Okay. That is not right. The scriptures say this. 2 Peter chapter 3, let me give you some scriptures about global warming, starting with verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward. Thank God for that. Thank God for long-suffering, church. Mm-hmm. Thank God that he doesn't just strike us down when we do stupid things. Not willing that any should perish. You know, tonight, it's not, God's not willing for any of you to perish.
Wow.
But the earth is going to perish. God would win. He saw when it came the first time, like a flood, in Genesis chapter 6. He said he saw that the thoughts of man was evil continually, church. Amen? He saw the thoughts of man were evil continually. And the Bible says he was not willing that he should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So what did he do? First time, Noah, go out there and preach for 120 years. In that time that you're preaching, build an ark for all those that will come and repent to get inside. Guess what? The only one that came inside was his own family. The only one that came inside was the animals until it rained. As it was in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, so shall it be as in the days of Noah. They will eat and be drinking in marriage, but when it comes, they'll want to get on board, but it'll be too late.
Mm-hmm.
The door will be closed. The door will be closed. One day the door is going to be closed. And they're going to say, Lord, did we not cast out devils in thy name? Did we not prophesy in thy name? How many have prophesied that the earth was going to end? You didn't prophesy. Yeah, you said it was in Jesus' name, but you didn't know his word. You didn't know Jesus. You didn't know him or his Father. You just boasted in your own self. But the day of the Lord, talking about, we don't know what the day may be for, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. What does that mean? I already read to you over Matthew chapter 24. When it comes to you, you're not going to be thinking about it.
Nope.
Those of you who are believers, watch and pray. Get ready. Because at an hour that you think not, that's when he's coming. Ready or not, here he comes. Ready or not, the Lord's coming back. And the Bible says, in that which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements, here is global warming, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, church. That is global warming. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Global warming.
Jesus Christ declared it, and we stand here shaking our head, wanting to know why the earth is heating up. Well, church, if you want to know why it's heating up, I just give it to you. He says, seeing then that all these things shall what? Be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? In other words, here's what you need to know. Everything that you see is going to be dissolved. What manner of person are you in the holiness? All that's around you, everything you see is going to be burned up. Everything that you know, your works, everything, your house, your cars, amen, your family, everything you know is going to be globally warm. He said, looking for and hasting. In other words, getting ready, earnestly. Desiring unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. He's asking the question. You need to know that everything around you is going to be on fire, and you're standing there wanting to know about global warming. And Jesus Christ, through the Apostle Peter, spoke to the Apostle Peter and said, hey, listen, tell them there's going to be a global warming that no firefighter is going to be able to put out.
Amen.
There's going to be a fire coming that no man's going to be able to stop. He said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, what are you looking for? You know what the believer is looking for? They're not looking for the old heaven and the old earth. They're looking for the new earth, new heaven and a new earth.
Amen.
Dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. I'm going to give you another two scriptures, then I'm going to give it back to Brother Yearwood. That's global warming. We don't know what a day brought forth. You were already spoken. These things you were already told. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and by the way, going back there, talking about the man that doubted about whether it turned about in a morrow, the prophet spoke to him, and he said, tomorrow about this time it will happen. And he said, you won't see it because what will happen is you'll see it coming, but you'll not be a part of it. And what happened, this man who doubted. Church, tonight I'm speaking to you tonight. Don't be like this man who was there by the king, and amen, they were surrounded, they had no food. And what happened is, let me tell you the rest of that story, like Paul Harvey. Here's the rest of the story. Amen, when they come, there were four lepers outside the city. They could not come to the city because they were leprous and unclean. They were dying. They had no place to go. They even sit down, the four of them, and said, why sit we here till we die? We got to do something. We got to remember, there was no food, no water, no substance. They were selling the donkey's heads. They were selling. They were even selling the dung. They were even the dove's dung. Amen. Amen. They was bringing a great price. Amen. Because there just wasn't nothing to sustain people. Hallelujah. But you know what? Oh, you don't know what a day may bring forth. Church, if you're looking for him, there's going to be a day. Because the day, amen, that the unbelievers, when their old earth and their old heaven is on fire, then the believers are looking for a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're looking for the righteous.
Amen.
When the unrighteous are looking, amen, when those that are boasting, you say, I know what tomorrow may bring forth. Those of you, amen, are looking and watching and ready, amen, that you won't have your house broken up and be so, because you've already received the word of God. You've already received the warning. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, amen, that here's what happened on that morrow. Amen. Those four leprous men said, well, let's just go into the enemy's camp because we can't go in the city. We're going to die. We stay here. We're going to die. Let's just fall in the hands of the enemy. But you know what? God done exactly what that doubting Lord, amen. He opened up the windows of heaven. And he made a noise, and when that noise, amen, it caused the Assyrian army. The Bible says the wicked pursue, flee when no man pursueth. All he did was make a noise from heaven. Oh, church, have you heard the noise from heaven? Have you heard the noise of the word of God? Hallelujah. Have you heard the sound of a rushing mighty wind? Have you let your house be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, with the word of God, with the Spirit of God? Have you let your life be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ and with his word overflowing? Hallelujah. And the Bible said, amen, that when they come, amen, they went into the first tent. And they begin to spoil the whole, they left everything behind. The enemy left everything behind. And as they begin to spoil, they went in the first tent, the second tent, and they said, we don't do right. We better send back to the city. And when they sent back to the city, amen, they got to the place where they didn't have anything to lose. And they sent, amen, men out from the city, and they went into the camp there, and they got all this food and got all this thing. And within a day, oh, you don't know what a day may bring forth. But see, God was in it. It was God's will, amen. Don't say you're going to do this and go and say that, but guess what? God had, just like that man said, and that man went over to open the gate, and guess what happened? He saw it coming, but he wasn't a part of it because he was trampled. Church today, those of you that don't believe the word of God, don't be trampled when the door of blessings are open to you, under the thigh, when the blessings of God come in. Be a part of it. God said in his word, I'm not willing that any should perish. Tonight, God's not willing that any of you under the sound of my voice die, but that you have life and that more abundantly. But it must come by the word. You cannot boast in yourself. You cannot seek the unrighteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I'll give you two more scriptures, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Yearwood. In 1 Peter 2, 15 and 17, says this. Talking about the will of God. For so is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men in well-doing. Be not weary in well-doing. Galatians says, be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap, but thou faint not. As we are well-doing tonight, how do you know you're well-doing? Because we're speaking God's word. We're well-doing. We put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As we speak the word, those of you have to understand, when men who are considered ignorant, like Peter and James and John, these weren't ignorant men. These were fishermen. But the Bible says from henceforth, he said, I will make you to become fishers of men. Amen. They went from fishing for fish to fishing for souls. Amen. They had what they needed. Amen. And God changed in one a day when they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. He changed their vocation. He changed what they were catching. He said, and free as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. When God has set you free by his will, amen, don't use a cloak of maliciousness against anyone, but be free as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. The Bible says give honor to whom honor is due. One more scripture, and then I'm going to get back to Brother Yearwood. It's in 1 John, I think it's 1 John 2:17. Says this. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, what do you say? Abideth forever. The word abides forever. Those that do the will abides forever. Tonight, church, we have two choices. Burning, smoke, or abide forever. Boast not of yourself, because you know what? You don't know what a day may bring forth. I don't know what Wednesday's going to bring, but I know what the Lord's going to bring. And guess what? I'm not fearful of Wednesday because I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds my future.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. I tell you what, that's exactly the word of God, and that's exactly the way it's going to happen. So people need to take heed to what thus saith God's word, because that's the only thing going to stand. So heaven and earth may pass away, and it will pass away one of these days. But praise God, if we're in the Lord and in his word, then we're going to abide forever. And I praise God for that. So I'm going to let Sister Betty read her prayer request and her praise report here.
I just want to thank God for what he's been doing in our ministry. We got 5 open doors lately for revivals, and I just want to thank everybody for praying about that. And we got Pastor Rick Harris says, please pray for my friend. Her husband hasn't woke up since he had surgery last week. He is on a ventilator praying he has made peace with God. And Rick Harris, Pastor Rick Harris, says that he will be going for a bone marrow biopsy on Wednesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he wants everybody to pray for him. And he said, say a prayer for me that they don't find nothing serious. Of course, there's nothing that God can't heal.
Amen.
Wilma Jones is sick and needs a healing. Brother Crittenden says pray for his cousin that has a serious case of pneumonia. And pray for Brother Crittenden. He just had cancer removed from his lungs, so he's recuperating from that. And remember this Christian woman overseas. Her name's Miriam. She's been sentenced to hang because the Sudan government over there says that she must die because she is a Christian, and she married a Christian man from over here, and she's pregnant, and they said that she's going to have to hang if she don't deny God within 3 days. So let's pray for her.
Oh, my.
And Bill Sexton has brain cancer, says please pray for him. A little 7-year-old girl up here about 2 towns away has leukemia. Her name is Cheyenne Cruz. And Brother Willie Torres said to pray for his church. And Brother Wesley Choplin is praising the Lord that his daughter-in-law that had the wreck during this big snowstorm a few months back, she's been in ICU ever since, and yesterday she sat up in a chair for 2 hours.
Oh, praise the Lord.
That's the first time that she's been out of the bed since she entered the ICU, and he said just continue to pray for her as she is making progress in her condition. So remember that. And we got Debbie Edinburgh that has stage 4 cancer. Randy Richardson is still feeling lightheaded after having a stent put in his neck. Martha and Roy Sexton needs healing. Kevin Miller family, they need prayer. Keith Green has cancer and needs salvation. Brother John Sample's grandson that has the 2 types of cancer, let's remember him, and let's remember the other grandson that has a rare disease. And Eddie Bolton, he's got arthritis in his back, and the doctor said he had deterioration in his bones. And I know how painful that can get, so just remember him. And Pastor Saeed needs our prayers tonight. He's still over there in a hospital that I last time I heard, so remember him, that he'll make it back to the States safe. And Clint Hampton needs healing and salvation. And remember Frida's aunt that has pneumonia. And Rachel. Cookie Wood says remember her in our prayers tonight. She is at the doctor right now. I think she just had surgery on Thursday. So remember her. And Tracy and Billy wants us to pray for them tonight. Remember our 5 kids that need salvation. Remember Sister Martha Garcia, Brother Tony that comes on with us sometimes. His mother, they've moved her on to Rome. And we do have a praise report. They thought they was going to have to do another surgery on her. But another doctor came in and said, no, she wouldn't have to have the surgery. But she still has a long ways to go, so let's remember Sister Garcia. And I think that's about it.
Praise the Lord. So we've heard all the prayer requests. And so have any of you got any prayer requests out there you want to make known? Praise the Lord.
I've got a financial prayer request. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Just pray about that. The Lord would meet the need.
Amen.
Amen.
He's able.
He is able to meet the need. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
About you, Brother John, you got any prayer requests?
Yeah, let's pray for the over what's going on over in Nigeria and Ukraine and Russia, and let's pray what's going on here in America, the different things. Just pray that souls, would just be filled with the Spirit of God, that the righteousness of God will exalt all nations. And just, these ones that are incarcerated, these ones that are, in prison, and just like I said, I know you brought them out, these ones that are being persecuted for their belief in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about these, and they're all overseas, but, it's not just coming here. It is here already, church. So, the persecution is here, and we just need to ask the Lord to override that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think Betty's got another prayer request here.
Sister Gladys said she's going to be going to Ohio on Thursday, so remember her as she travels.
Praise the Lord. So let's remember that one. So,
Brother Yearwood.
Yes. Go ahead, sister.
Bob Toes just popped on my mind, and we got some of our friends, Lola Moore's in the nursing home, and Angie Salter. Let's remember them tonight too.
Okay. All right, we'll remember. Brother John, you get something else ready there, you and Sister Freedom, whenever after we pray and Tim things, and I obey the Lord a little bit there. I want you to come back in and finish it up there for us, probably.
Okay.
Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for all these needs in. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we just ask you, Lord, that you will come in. Father, Lord, that every request, Father, every need, God, that was turned in here tonight. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just move, Father. Lord God, Lord, that you just move, Father, Lord, that you will answer, God, Lord, that you know the words, God, to speak to every request. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just move, Father, Lord, on your behalf, God, Lord, that you would heal them.
We know, Lord, that you are
Lord, them
that
on their way to the devil's hell. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will save their souls, God. Lord, save that soul, Father, that scares the hell. Without any hope, God, we speak salvation to them, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Father, that you will touch and heal them that's in the feet. God, just send the word, God, as you did to that cheering soldier, Father. Lord, heal them. Lord, we know that you said you were the same yesterday, today, and forever. This don't ever change. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and honor for it all. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord.
We ask for Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ready, Tim? Okay, we're going to let Tim sing a song here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Every time I look at the morning paper, there on the very front page, Hayden coming up, the big scandal, who will it be today? As the prices rise, the moles decline and fall to an all-time low. Everything looks bad, it can make me real sad if it wasn't for the things I know. I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know that heaven is waiting, the saints will soon move in. Oh, I'm not shaking, cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication, Jesus is coming again. The evening news is now available 24 hours a day. It can be told in 30 short minutes, there's a never-ending unsolved case. There's another big scene that's waiting in the wings, and the headlines will unfold. While this world is crying, I'm so enlightened by the things of the book. I know I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. Oh, I'm not taken because I'm not spinning this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know the words and reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. Oh, I'm not shaking because I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know the words I'm reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints are soon moving. Oh, I'm not shaking because I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I'm reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints are soon moving. Oh, I'm not shaking because I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by words and reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I'm not shaking because I'm not standing in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by words and reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate Amen. That song. Praise
That's
God.
So true.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to start out here. Sister Frieda's done read that verse, but we're going to read it again by God's help here. In
Proverbs
27 in verse 1 there. Praise the Lord.
Boast not thyself of tomorrow, of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
Praise
Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love.
Man.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place.
Praise the Lord. You know, we don't know what tomorrow may bring, but we do know one thing. If we're born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, we do know that whatever the Lord, he has it all under control and he has it all in plan. And so he knows what tomorrow is going to bring. He knows, praise God, what the future is. And you know, I thank God that we are serving a God that knows what the future is. He knows each and every one of our futures. He knows from the time before we ever born how long we're going to be here. And as a sister read there a while ago about, praise God, about him being the creator of everything. God created everything, and without him, I was nothing made. And, you know, I praise God tonight that I know that I'm serving, a God that I don't have to brag on my own self, but I'm a servant of God tonight, that I can brag on him, and that's all he requires of us, just to lift up him. You know, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God, it's the time that we start lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time that we start giving him all the praise and the glory. Go with us tonight to Luke the 12th chapter, I'm sorry. Praise God.
Starting with verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what do I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will put down my barns and build a greater. There will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Praise the Lord. You know, right there, this man, you know, praise God, he said, I'm just going to tear down and I'm going to build greater. He's wanting a greater place to put his fruits and everything, his goods. But, you know, praise God, God said today, this night I'll require of thy soul. You know, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. Tonight we don't know. We may be making plans for tomorrow, but they may never come. But we do know one thing. If they don't come, and if we've made our plans, and we've got our name on the Lamb's Book of Life, one day after a while, whenever that time does come, Brother John was bringing forth, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. I believe he read there about us being in the Word. I tell you what, if we're in the Word, my friend, we will stand regardless of what. We will stand. I will be in the Lord. When the Word said the heaven and earth be passed away, this earth is going to be destroyed. One day after a while, the whole earth, not just part of it, and not just a part like California, but this whole world is going to be melted. The heat is going to melt this whole infirmity. Everything's going to be wiped out because God said that he was going to rain a far stone down out of heaven. My friend, I'm going to tell you, when the fire starts raining out of heaven, everything then is going to be burned up. And we better be in the Lord. We better be in his word. We better be with him, anchored in ark, in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that everything, praise God, the word will be the only thing that's going to be saved. Even the heavens going to turn. The heavens going to pass away. And praise God, if everything's not in the Lord, it's going to be destroyed. My friend, I'm telling you tonight that we need to get realized and need to wake up and start, as the old saying is, smelling the coffee. We need to realize that Jesus said that he would save us. He will take care of us. But we've got to hide ourselves in him. If we don't hide ourselves in him, we'd be like this man here. He said, I'm going to tear down. I'm going to build a greater. But the Lord required his soul that night. My friend, he didn't have no a place, praise God, to go. He didn't have nothing to do but to turn in to the Lord. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Praise God, we need to know, hallelujah, that God is God and that he is calling us into him. The only way I can't get it over enough, the only way that any of us will be saved, that is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, to be hid in him, hallelujah. We're going to have to hide ourselves in the Word, hide ourselves in the Lord, and then we will make it. halfway don't, then we're going to be turned over to a reprobate mind and believe a lie and be damned. According to Romans, the first chapter over there, it talks about the homosexuals and all of them. How they're going to be destroyed one day after a while. How they're not going to make heaven their home, even though they say that God has made them that way. How they're lying, because the devil has lied to them, and they fell under the law of the lie of the devil. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that a soul that has been born again, I've been washed in the blood of Jesus, they're not under that law and that bondage anymore. The word says that we shall not continue any longer of our end in sin. After we've become saints of God, we shall not turn our lives into that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to let her read some more.
Luke 12:20. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Then who shall those things be which
yes.
thou hast provided?
Praise God. Who? How shall these things be? Who's going to own them then? After you have divided this, after you have tore down your barns and everything, and put all your fruits and things up, and the Lord requires, oh, hallelujah, glory to God. But Lord, he requires thy soul that night. Who is going to get the results of the other? My friend, I'm going to tell you something. We better make sure where we stand. We better make sure what we stand on. We better make sure, praise God, that we're hid in the Lord and that his word is abiding in us and we abide in him. Ask whatsoever we will, and it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. I've got my mind made up and my eyes set on the kingdom of God. One day after a while, I'm going to hear him call for my name. And I'm going to be, as I preached and told him there Sunday night, praise God, that one day they're going to read my name in the obituaries. But praise God, I won't be here. I'll be in the new home, in a new mansion. I'll be on the streets of gold. I'll be at the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
I'll sit there hollering, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just praising God. That's what it's going to take one day. It's to be hid in his word. To be hid in him. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. We may not even see tomorrow. The Lord may sound the trumpet before we even go off of this hour right here tonight. He very well could. And he could sound the trumpet. And everyone that's looking for him will meet him in the air after the dead in Christ. Rise in them that remain. Shall be called up forever to be with him in the Lord. Shall meet him in the air. Hallelujah. I'm a thanking God tonight that we, my friend, can glorify God. We can worship the Lord. Whose will this belong to tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God.
Praise the Lord.
And he said unto his disciples, therefore I said unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, neither for your body, for the body what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?
Amen. Praise God. Just think on that there. You know, the birds of the air, hallelujah, and the fowls of the air, my friend, they don't have to get out and work. They don't have to get out and labor. But the Lord still takes care of them. And I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God has got us there. We don't have to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to put on for tomorrow, because God said he would take care of us, and tomorrow will abide for its own self. I'm telling you here tonight, my friend, if we be hid in his word and be hid in God and put our trust in him, he will see us through. I tell you, I've had God to meet my needs whenever. I think I might have told this a few years back about one time. I praise God more than once, but this one certain time that come to my mind, we had eat everything that we had in our house, and praise God, night time was coming on, and nothing, nothing for breakfast the next morning, but the Lord told me, I said, go and get in your car, and drive up the road. I went and I got in the car, I drove up the road. It's in the middle of the summertime, it's about June or July, where the rabbits are always real thin, because they've got a bunch of little ones. But this one rabbit, praise God, just about dusty dark, it come out, and it run out in front of my car. I stopped and started backing up, and they said, why are you backing up? I said, back there's our breakfast. I praise God, and I stopped, and I backed up, and there was that rabbit laying in the middle of the road. I hadn't even touched it. It wasn't even mashed or nothing, but I got that rabbit. I took it home, and I cleaned it. Oh, praise God, that rabbit had great big old fat, chunks of meat under the skin. It began to roll up as I was pulling the hide off from it. But praise God, I had rabbit for breakfast, and the mailman never run about next day until about 2 or 3 o'clock. But that next morning, I'll never forget, about 11:30, the mailman drove up, and he stopped. He put a check in the mailbox. That was about $240, if I'm correct on that. But praise God. I thank God. I said, well, we will we will go to the store now. We will get groceries. I tell you what, if we don't worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to do.
Amen.
Jesus.
But leave it in his hands. I praise
right.
God, if we leave it in his hands, I guarantee on the authority of God's word, he'll not let you go hungry. He will take care of you. Maybe sometimes we might ought to go a little bit hungry, where we can pray and get a hold of God, seek God's face. We'll start seeking God. We'll get more things done. I praise God. Because I thank God for you guys. I've been praying about us getting services. And since, I think, yesterday, we've had 5 different doors opened up to us. I just praise God. The revivals is coming on. And I thank God we're going to be stepping into them real soon. I just praise God, hallelujah, that God is moving. I praise him for the ways that he's moving and the way that he's taking care of matters. I praise God. I'm looking forward to win souls for the Lord. I'm looking forward to see people saved, sanctified, and feel the mighty power of the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking in other tongues as the Spirit give utterance. I believe in the Word. Hallelujah. I believe that what the Word says shall happen. Not be one word, not one jot or not one tittle shall fall until it's all being fulfilled. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so thankful. I bet God is a-moving in the way that he's a-moving. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Luke 12:25. Each of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
Praise the Lord.
If then God so clothed the grass which is today filled and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Praise
God. Seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you what, I want to back up here just a little bit into verse 28 here. It said, if then God be clothed, so clothed, the grass which is today is the in the field, and tomorrow is cast into an oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? You know, I'd like to think right there, that last part of that verse right there, it brought back to my attention, brought back to my memories. One time, Sister Betty here, whenever she got saved, and she didn't have no dress or nothing to wear to church, she only had pants, I guess, and she said, Lord said, I'm supposed to go to church, and I don't have a dress to go to church in. She got saved in a yard sale, had a church yard sale, and I praised God, and she said that before church time come, her sister come and brought her about two skirts, two different outfits, and so she didn't have no excuse then she couldn't go to church. Then the Lord spoke to her this right here, O ye of little faith. And, you know, that's where a lot of times people fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. And how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And she said the Lord showed her that part of the scriptures. And, you know, she had to stop and back up and think, yes, Lord, you told me. You give it to me. I don't have no excuse now. And that's the way a lot of us is today. The devil would like to tell us, he would like to show us all kinds of excuses, that the things and the hindrance to keep us from going. But if we'll just lean up on God and put our trust in him, he will take care of us. She didn't have no excuse after the Lord sent her two outfits to go to church with. She might as well just then, she had a choice. She could say, I'm not going, even though I've got them, or I'm going to take them and I'm going to church. And she took them, and she started going to church. And that's the way God take care of us. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Another thought come to me along about the same time. Matter of fact, it was the same situation. That day, I was telling about the rabbit. Praise God. That morning, we had eat our last meal at dinner time. I really didn't have nothing to eat for supper, but there was two people, a preacher and another, his son, come by my house, and they brought a fish to my house. And, you know, as I said, we done eat our last meal. We didn't have nothing, but our this pastor come up, and he said to me, he said, brother, said, do you like fish? I said, yeah, I like fish. He said, well, he said, I've got you a few fish here. He said, you'll have to clean them. I said, okay, I can clean them. I didn't tell him that I didn't have nothing to eat and that I had five kids running around there. I was going to be looking for supper after a while. I had nothing to eat, but praise God.
Praise
I got the
Lord.
Fish cleaned, and I got. I went to my mother. She lived just a few hundred feet from me. I went to her, and I told her, I said, I need some meal or something to roll these fish in. And so she gave me the meal to roll the fish in for the batter. And praise God, we cooked the fish. We had fish for supper. And the next morning for breakfast, We had a rabbit. Then the next day, at 11:30, the mailman come. I tell you what, I thank God. God took care of me, and he's done many different times that he took care of me. I don't know why the Lord brought that to me to bring out tonight. Maybe there's somebody else there tonight is a needing. Praise God, under the sound of my voice. But, my friend, if you know the Lord, if you will get down and talk to him, I'm a firm believer that he will come and bring you something to eat. I've always said if he fed, praise God, Elijah, fed Elijah there with that a raven. Praise God. Anyway, the bird carried him the food to him. Brother R.W. Schambach says that the Lord sent a buzzard in with a hamburger to feed him. But I'm telling you, I praise God, God will feed you tonight. He will take care of you if you'll just only put your trust in the Lord. I believe it. I don't care where you're at. I believe God will take care of you. He will meet your needs. He's a God that he's looking forward just to help us if we'll just only cry out to him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Verse 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you, out there, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, that's where a lot of times tonight we'll try to make plans of ourselves. But God's word right there is telling us if we will seek him, then he will take care of us. And verse 32 there, it says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, praise God, it's his desire to give us the kingdom of God. And, you know, praise God, he's got everything up there in the kingdom. He's got everything that we ever need if we'll only turn to him and seek him. Praise God. Let her read some more.
Verse 33. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, where your treasure is, sure, there will your heart be also. You know, praise God, we need to lay up treasures in heaven. We need our heart repaired. We need to be, praise God, looking toward the kingdom of God. I tell you what, we don't need to fill up our fields like this other man did over here and get everything planned out and get everything ready because if we do, God may require our soul. Then who's going to get the benefit of it? I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God is telling us, hallelujah, what he will do for us. He will take care of us if we just hold on to our faith. One passage of scripture, it says, have faith in God. If we have faith in God, we will make it. Hallelujah. I want us to look into Psalms 52 and verse 7 and through 9.
Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, that's what the Lord is telling us here. You know, praise God, we need to, I'm going to look into verse 8 there. I'm not going to get 7, but verse 8 it says, but I will like a green, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. You know, praise God, we need to be steadfast and be solid. You know, that olive tree, praise God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. There was one olive tree that didn't bring forth fruit, and the Lord cursed it when they went on to the road of Mastiff and come back. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, it was a fig tree, I'm sorry, it was a fig tree, praise God, that God cursed as they went on the road to Mastiff and they come back and it was dead. It was wilted away. But this year, praise God, if we'll put our trust in the Lord, we can be steadfast. We can be solid, hallelujah, stand with the praises of God. We can, hallelujah, be solid. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we, as it said there, it said, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for that prayer tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Jeremiah 17:10-12.
Praise the Lord.
I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days. His end shall be a full, a glorious high throne from the beginning is a place of his of our sanctuary.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Appreciate that. Appreciate the wonderful word that we've read here. And so, praise the Lord. I'm going to let Tim sing a song here, then you'll get you some verses ready there and be ready to come on after Tim sings his song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, His word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Well, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall have walked, He said to me. You can read it in the Bible yourself, 1 Psalm 23. And from death and its shadow and the fear of evil, He has set me free. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, His word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. pen under my head with all of my cup overflowed. Now I'm walking by faith, tell the world of his grace everywhere I go. I say goodbye to sin and strife. I'm going to dwell with the Lord all the days of my life. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, his word is my light, and I can feast. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, his word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord and the prince of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. It may be on the TV or on the telephone or even in a hospital room. The voice of someone shaky and contemplatively slow. Suddenly feel a sense of gloom. There's good news and there's bad news, so where shall I begin? But I know that the good news is always at the end. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. It's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. We hear it said so often that God has a plan. It's written in his word very clear. His plan stands firm forever, but we easily forget. And sometimes our hearts are gripped with fear. But we're looking for the good news to replace the bad we've heard. So if you have the moment, let me tell you what I've learned. That the good news is that our hope's not in this life. It's a world that's far more real than what we know. And when it seems there's no hope waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. And when it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Songs. Sister Frieda?
Yes, sir.
We've got...
I just got a few more scriptures.
Okay, we got eight minutes left there, so you and Sister Robin can divide them out or just obey the Lord, whichever way it goes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start first in Colossians 1, verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before and the word of the truth of the gospel, which is coming to you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you. Since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And I say, then I'm going to read Philippians 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. I got one more, and then Robin can do hers. And I'm going to do Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love,
Amen.
Having predestined us Amen. Into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Okay. Go ahead, Robin.
I've got Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And Revelation 22, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell about her. Go ahead there, sister.
Can I give a praise report?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, y'all didn't know what it was, but I thank the Lord. He is working out what we, Sister Robin, got y'all to pray Friday night. Everything is doing good, and I praise the Lord for what he's doing in my life and what he's showing, wanting me to do and what he wants me to go. So, back to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, appreciate that. Go ahead and tell the
Amen.
Church address and the time you have the services there.
It's 314 East Main Street, Thomaston, Georgia. We have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, morning worship at 11, and Sunday night at 6, and Wednesday night at 6. Come be with us if y'all are around.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody's out there and listening to that announcement, well, go down and be with Brother John and them. I know they'll bless you, and they'd appreciate having you come and be with them down there. So if you're around here in Madisonville, Tennessee, well, come by the Madisonville Church of God. It's out on New Highway 68 towards Sweetwater out of Madisonville. And we have services Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, Sunday mornings at 10, and the morning worship is about 11, and Sunday night at 6:30. So everybody come out and be with us and just worship the Lord. God's really moving out there. We've just
yes,
about ever.
Yeah, I was too.
Amen.
So we've been soul saved just about every service or two, and 10 people touched.
Praise the Lord.
So God's
Hallelujah.
Really doing great work. So we just praise God for it, and praise God for everything that he's doing. And, you know, God is a blessing to them that want
yes,
to be blessed. So I
yep.
praise God
Amen.
For it. So we got about 3 minutes left, so I guess we'll just go ahead and go off without you've got something else you want to say.
I just want to praise the Lord for his mercy and for his grace. And most of all, I want to praise him for being the Lord. And we
Amen.
Just want to lift him up and to magnify him and to glorify him in all we do and all we say.
Right.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. That's all he tells us to do is just glorify him and, you know, as I said earlier there, if we lift him up, he said he'd draw men unto him. So
amen.
That's all he's requiring of us to do, just lift up his name, lift him up, and he will do the work. And, you know, praise God, we can let our light shine out through this darkness and win them. You know, we can win people by letting our light shine. And people's looking at us, seeing what kind of a attitude and what kind of walk that we do. And when they see our works, the scripture said they want to glorify the Father which is in heaven. So, you know, that's what it's all about, us being not being too goody two shoes, but being the Lord's servant and being obedient to God and let God shine out through us. I told them Sunday night down there, you know, my prayer is that when they look, they don't see just Lloyd Yearwood, they see Jesus. And that's what every one of us should be, because he said that we were the light of the world. And so he said when he was here, he was the light of the world, but when he left, he said he was the light of the world. So that means that you and I is the light of this world. So we need to walk as light as the Lord would walk and shine their light before men, that they would want to glorify the Father which is in heaven. So it's good, good to be able to come on here once again. I've enjoyed it. I appreciate each and every one called in and been with us there and been a part of this service today. So we'll be on again next night. Lord's will not don't happen. If it's his will, we'll be back here. And Friday nights are Brother and Sister Green's from 10 until 12. So tune in and be with them there on theirs. So God bless you. And we got probably about 30 seconds left. So we'll just say good night to everybody. God bless you until next week.
God bless you too. Have a good night.
God bless you too.